Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Previously, the stories on the Grey Hills Free Company.
What would you like to try to decipher first?
Look, if there's a band with text on it, that's a lot less daunting than a book.
All right.
So, band with text, please.
It's a prayer. A prayer to restore the dead to life.
We just need to say it. You say a prayer. And if they deem it good enough, then you might bring it back.
I feel bad about my choice of words.
Yeola is already trying to remove Chantel's body from your back.
I forgot she was strapped on there. Is there anything I'm forgetting or missing?
A hand on her shoulder.
You think maybe King Ficklim just didn't deem this worthy. One of the covers of the books is The Sea of White, Maritime Laws 7602 to 7608.
Okay, let's put this in the maybe pile.
It looks like some tremendous, terrible battle took place here. You can also see in the distance there is a stream of light coming down from above. It looks like there is a hole in the roof. And you can see that there is a creature, large, about as big as a horse, curled up. It's kind of like it's got a caterpillar-like appearance to it. Tree Stump, you're freaked out by this strange creature. You don't know what it is.
Yeah, fair.
Glubble, you know this creature is a carrion crawler.
Why? What, is it curious because it hasn't seen...
You can see torn, that it is sitting upon its nest. There is torn flesh beneath it and eggs as well.
Oh, it has food at home. But food at home... Eggs!
Yes, it's food, and I guess this is it.
Do those eggs look like any other eggs we've seen? No, it wouldn't.
No, they don't. It attacks.
I was going to say, can we close the door?
You dawdled.
I didn't dawdle. I said, can we close the door? Then I said, why is it being curious? Then close the door.
All right, you close the door. It breaks the door down.
Bullshit.
It probably doesn't break the door down. It does slam up against the door. We're going to go to initiative because you look around and you can see there are many holes in this building that it presumably goes in and out through.
Right, we need to
We need to make it hungry for itself.
Yes, in a way. Get the thing you got, the new thing.
I would have picked it up as I left. I would have picked it up as I left. Yes, I would definitely picked it up.
You know
as
to
I
watch
left.
Out, by the way. You know to watch out for its bite and its tentacles. Its tentacles are poisonous and can paralyze.
All right, so it's very poisonous, so we need to get as far away as possible.
That's very
also,
smart
it's not a very, despite its massive bulbous eyes, it's mostly a creature that operates on smell.
Okay. Ah, smell. So let's get amongst the dead, I guess.
No, it's hungry for dead.
The rotting rotting fruit or the rotting... All the stalls, it's been so long. I'm like, the stalls, they'd be rotting.
Any like, fruit or stuff like that would be
dust,
gone,
dust.
What? Is there anything
you
in
hear
here?
It chittering and moving within. You can tell it's climbing the walls. Glubble, it's your turn.
All right, let's go back. Let's go back.
All right,
you back up.
How much do you want to back up? A double action? Double move or regular move?
Well, let's just leave.
I'll double move and head back towards the line.
You could potentially, it can climb on walls, but you could potentially outrun it.
Yeah, so let's back up. Let's see what it is, and then...
All right. Big T, you also back up?
Yes, time to leave. I think we should go.
Are you double backing up like Glubble?
Yeah, we should go and then shut the door.
Well, look, potentially, yes. We need to keep looking and see if there's anything here that might be able to help.
It's a marketplace. I don't know how that'll bring Chantel
perhaps
back.
Perhaps we'll go back to the way we came.
It crawls its way out of one of the holes. It's moving slowly now. Actually, no, you rolled before. Yeah, look, they're not incredibly clever. They, you think, judging by its actions, the carrion crawler, as it came out, it was kind of like, do they know I'm here?
See, it is cute.
Because it operates on sight, obviously, it doesn't necessarily assume that you can see it.
Of course.
Smell, you mean?
No, see it, yeah.
It operates on sight?
It operates on smell. Mm. So when it slowly crawls out, it's like, well, they might not be able to smell me just yet. You know what I mean? Because smell doesn't work on line of... There's no line of smell. There's line of sight.
Okay.
I'm just thinking, if we're alive, We're probably the least appealing thing, right?
Not necessarily. There's a lot of bones here. You think that this thing goes out and hunts. Now food has come to it.
Yes.
I will let you know that whether in subterranean darkness or while hunting at night, light signals a potential meal. A carrion crawler might follow a light source from a distance for hours, hoping to pick up the scent of blood. Despite their great size, carrion crawlers can also easily set up ambushes by waiting around blind corners for prey to come to them. Okay. So, you know, those big bulbous eyes, it doesn't have great eyesight, but it can tell light dark, and it will follow light.
Right. Cool. So I'm holding a big flaming light.
Yeah.
Cool. I hurl it at it.
All right.
Oh, no. I got too attached.
I'll give you advantage. It doesn't know that you know it's there, even with advantage. The fireball, like, splashes next to it. All right. Big T, what would you like to do?
I'll back up. Backing up. Like, let's back up. If it gets to us, we attack it. But right now, keep it to distance. It can poison us, and that's not good.
Big T?
Let's just be really not smelly and not bright. Keep backing up.
All right. Do you want to double back up or single?
Double.
All right, then you're further back than
global. No, stay together. Stay in. Look, you're tougher than I.
Okay, I'll stay. I'll just do single.
All right.
Why didn't it double? We got a loop.
It knows that you know. It, like, sprints down the side of the wall and comes towards you. It double moves, but that's going to be its turn. Global.
Okay, so how far away is it? How far away are we? And what can we do?
It, we, it's 30 yes. feet.
It's 30 feet? Okay, so.
Buffed.
Right.
What?
Boof.
Buffed. 30 feet.
I would like to frostbite it.
All right. It makes a constitution saving throw. It passes, alas.
And I will back right up and I will use your glaive. No, use your halberd and hit it.
All right, Big T, it's your turn. Would you like to charge it?
I'd like to charge it with my magical halberd and rage!
You begin raging. You swing your mighty glaive.
Halberd.
You strike it. Halberd. And your halberd finds purchase in the carrion crawler's flesh.
Oh, cha-ching.
You pushed. The dice was about to roll off the table, but I pushed it back with my belly. I feel both so skilled and so fat at the same time. All right, raging plus the magical weapon, you deal 16 points of damage.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
The carrion crawler cries out in pain.
Also, I thought halberd was halbert, like with a T at the end.
Well, you'd never seen one before, so how would you know?
No, I googled it when you were like, oh, a halberd. And I'm like, oh, yeah, a halberd. I'm like, I think I know what that is. And then it came up with some men named halbert. And I'm like, well, I think I've gotten this wrong. And then I started typing and it was like halberd weapon. I'm like, well, I see I'm not the only person to make this mistake.
It hits you. The tentacles wrap around you and begin to find purchase.
Oh, cha-ching.
And then it's cocked. It drags you into its mouth.
Oh, thick.
That attack is not going to miss, though. You manage to put up an arm and block and prevent its bite, its teeth from wrapping around you instead. You just feel like tiny little incisors in your hand and in your elbow. It deals you, but it still does hit you with the tentacles. It deals 3 points of poison damage, and you need to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh.
Well, I'd like to do that.
You pass.
Yay.
Yes. Top of my class.
All right. And then it is Global's turn.
Well, I'll keep chucking a fireball at it.
Your fireball again. Maybe it like splashes against its hardened carapace and doesn't seem to do anything. Then Big T.
Again.
You force it back, slash at it again. You deal, only this time you deal a pitiful 2. Plus 2 is 4.
Yep.
Plus 5 is 9.
Uh-huh.
Plus 1 is 10. You deal 10 points of damage.
Yeah! Forgot I was raging.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's poison damage, so you didn't get halved to that. Yeah. All right, it attacks you again.
No!
Its tentacles continue to wrap around you.
Done like that.
Yeah. Digging in deeper, and it drags you in for another bite. That's a critical hit.
Do you have any...
I'm just going to have a look at what I got. Let's
take 4 points of poison damage.
I would like to.
Con
I would
saving
like
throw.
I would like to re-roll anything. I'd like to use my re-roll anything.
To on what?
On getting a critical hit.
Is it?
It's still a critical hit. That's incredible. It's still a critical hit. I re-rolled anything and I got a 20 again.
Oh, I see. I see that you did that.
Fucking hell. You want to hear the most fucked up thing?
Yeah.
This is the second time that's happened in this adventure. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Earlier.
Yeah.
We're very lucky, I guess.
That's
Whoa,
fucked.
God. Can you imagine being as lucky as we?
All right. Tell you what, though. I'll draw two critical hit cards and I'll give you the title of the card and you can pick.
Okay.
So I'll give you that at least.
Yeah.
So you take 4 points of poison damage. You need to make a con saving throw. I already rolled that. That was an 8, actually. Plus your con saving throw. Oh, you just made it. Oh my God. You literally got what you needed. Fuck. Because you get poisoned and then paralyzed for a minute. You get to repeat the saving throw at the end of each of your turns, but still, you know.
Yes.
All right. Then for the critical attack. All right, so this is piercing damage. All right, so shot through the heart.
That sounds bad.
And I'm to blame, yeah.
Or shot through the heart or skewered.
Both of them are...
neither of them are good. I'll let you know.
Sound great. Shot through the heart is very heart specific. Skewered shot could also be heart specific, you know?
Yeah, it's like, where's the skewer going?
Yeah, look, that's a tough one. I would avoid heart, maybe, but that's just me. What are you thinking there, Cash?
Adam's, they're bad.
Adam's looking more shocked now, so I'm going to go shot through the heart.
You're going to pick shot through the heart?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to let you know neither of them were good.
They were
both bad. You did pick the worst one.
Yeah, I figured.
Make a DC 18 constitution
saving.
Oh, you
swapped hands.
I confused you by changing the cards around.
I was looking at where his eyes were going and then what his mouth was doing, but you tricked me.
Make a DC 18 constitution saving throw. On a failed save, lose a quarter of your maximum hit points at the end of your turn for 3 rounds.
Oh. Oh, no.
So at the end of 3 turns, you will have lost 75% of your hit points. And that is regardless of what, 75% of your maximum hit points.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so I'll die.
Well, you got to make a constitution saving throw, which you're pretty good at. You get +5, so you need to get at least 13.
Right. What would have skewered done out of curiosity?
Quadruple damage.
Hey, fuck.
But, see, actually, now that I think more about it, skewered wouldn't have been that bad. It's definitely the better of the two. You don't want either one. Quadruple damage, but halved still.
And you have that rest thing you can do.
And then you take a d8 damage for a d8 turn. So that is actually still pretty bad. Actually, I don't know which one I would have preferred. Anyway, let's make that constitution saving throw. You need to get 13, which is actually less than a 50% chance.
I've got faith in you. I don't.
14.
Hey!
And there's nothing else happens, actually.
That's good.
I just take the half piercing damage. So that's actually, you take 1 point of piercing damage.
Oh, my Lord, you're going.
That could have been so much worse.
That could have been us dead.
Yeah.
Us just gone.
That is, of the 3 different scenarios, actually the best one.
Hey. Wow, imagine just being like, oh, we're just going to go into the market. Boop. And then never coming back.
They
just wouldn't have even been a body.
I guess they went shopping.
All right. Anyway, that was the Carrion Coral's turn. Right. Level.
I will try and let's try Frostbite again.
All right.
From a distance.
Yeah. Constitution saving throw. The DC is... No, unfortunately it passes.
Damn it.
Sucks. Big T?
Come on, Big T. You've got this. Just ruin its day.
Can I try and get out of its grip with a knife? Can I please try and cut my way? Can I please try and cut this person into bits?
Okay.
So that I can escape. I want to get out of the tendrils, but I want to hurt it while
I'm
doing it.
You'll need to drop your weapon.
No, I want to cut my way out with the weapon.
Yeah, I understand what you're... So you have in your hands the halberd.
Yeah.
You are not going to be able to cut your way out with that. You do, however, have a dagger, but to draw the dagger and use it, you need to drop the halberd.
Just use the halberd. It's probably the best.
Yes, I will continue to attack with my halberd.
All right. Critical hit.
Hey!
Good for you. Good for you.
You've gotten so many critical hits,
Adam. I know, it's crazy. Well, technically, you've gotten forearm blow. Doesn't make sense, but triple damage.
Hey!
You hit it in the forearm.
Got it right in the forearm.
You cut its forearm off. You can't even see where its forearm would have been.
But it's got like 10 arms.
You can't even see. No, it's got... It's... Oh, no. Minimum damage.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's still a lot. You get plus 8 to this, so 9 times 3 is 27. Oh, you down it.
Yay!
You cut its forearm off and it falls over.
That's exactly what I wanted to do. I manifested that.
Well done.
Good for you.
Right, we
that's chaos magic.
Hey. You're doing all right there, BT?
Yeah. Oh, that was tricky. I don't feel well, but I feel good. We should leave.
Did you get? I'll do it once over to see if they're being poisoned.
Big T looks like they've had a lot of poison pumped into them, but it doesn't look like it's slowing them down.
That's good. Look, we should probably take care of its eggs as well.
Oh, yes. Can I just go and, like...
We'll open the door and have
omelet, you know?
Mm-hmm. Look in there. What's going on?
You see there are 5 eggs. The eggs are in kind of like a... Not really a nest. They're more just like there's a warm part has been worn into the floor and what, the eggs are there.
Do you know... What I know about carrion crawlers, is there a second carrion crawler
yes.
around?
Do they reproduce alone?
Are they in
alone?
Pairs or they are a single creature?
Would you believe... it doesn't say here, so I'm going to say that they're a solitary creature.
Okay.
Oh my god, we just killed a single mum.
Could have been a dad.
I suppose it doesn't have to have laid them to be sitting on him. Penguins do that, yeah.
Yeah.
No, okay. You know,
could have
no,
been penguin rules.
That's on me. Rules. I didn't consider penguin rules. No, I need to check myself. Thank you, Adam.
Yes. I'll. Oh, do you need to hear? You're pretty tough. Let's just destroy the eggs.
I just start hacking them up.
You break the first egg and, like, a creature uncurls from inside it. The creature has legs and a tail. Legs, arms, and a tail. Not arms, sorry, but, like, it's a four-legged creature.
I cut...
Wait, four-legged?
Yep.
Wait, legs, arms, and tail?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a carrion crawler?
Is this a dragon?
No, it's not a dragon either.
Boy.
Neither of you know what this creature is. So... Let me give you... All right, imagine... All right, so we're working from an armadillo base, all right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So imagine an armadillo.
Yes.
Now imagine, add to the armadillo 2 really fine-looking feathered... Not feathered, but like look... They look almost like feathers.
Mm-hmm.
Feelers on its snout.
Snout?
Yeah, it's armadillo base. We've got all the armadillo bits.
Okay.
Feathers coming off of a snout.
Yeah. Its shell... It's... Oh, actually, no, they'd be quite soft right now. Yeah, the
but you could tell it's gonna
harden up.
Yeah, you could tell they're gonna harden up. They're obviously plates.
Oh.
Neither of you know what this creature is, but it's not a carrion crawler.
Is this a common behavior of carrion crawlers, or is this something weird?
Well, you're like, maybe the carrion crawler had also come here for a meal.
Let's leave. We leave. We book it. We get the hell out.
Should I
you also
take
noticed,
care of the
so
other
this
eggs?
Was once a forge.
Uh-huh.
So this is like a blacksmith's forge. You can tell, you see all around you. All of the metal equipment is completely destroyed. There's piles of rust on the floor.
Okay, I know what this is.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hey, Jackson here interrupting this garbage podcast to tell you about one of SansPants Radio's other garbage podcasts, Plumbing the Death Star, the best podcast you'll ever hear. Me and the two Joels ask dumb questions about pop culture we truly know nothing about, inevitably making you frustrated, but also entertained. Look for Plumbing the Death Star wherever podcasts are found.
Wait, what's
we need to leave. We need to leave now. Go.
Get rid of eggs? Do I get rid of the eggs?
Let's leave. We run.
As a druid, you shouldn't be too afraid of this.
All right, let's smash it.
It's not a big deal.
It's rust monsters. So is there anything with metal?
Oh, no.
Yes.
As the druid. Oh, no.
Yeah, good point. But but my protector has metal things. Mm. So, actually, yes. Yes, smash the eggs and we really run now.
All right, you just smash all the eggs?
Yep, yeah. And we run. We book it. We quickly leave.
All right, where do you want to go?
Okay, shall we? Okay, what about the door back the way we came, but not the one we came? You know,
not
that
the market one, the one next to the market, yep. But okay. Not the big one.
You because if that is at least back towards where these people used to live, perhaps there's something there. Yes.
A hint or something.
It might be able to help us do anything in that particular
Can we duck our heads in on the way to be like, is it working?
is what working?
Oh, yeah, the Chantel
spell, as it were.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you go back to the chapels, mm-hmm. and then you go back all the way back here, and then go to that door in this market.
Is it very far? Let's just save time.
It's a little bit of a walk. This place is not heavily featured, mm-hmm. but it is like large spaces. So you will be walking for like 15 minutes to get back. Yeah. It's not a big deal, I guess. Like it's a 15 minute walk is not that long.
Yeah. Let's just go to this door here. The one that like leads back into where we came, but wasn't the door we came from.
Yes.
But be on the lookout for anything that might.
I have my eyes extra wide. Yeah. I'm ready.
Because right. I guess that rust monster would be maybe around.
This door looks like it's been broken off its hinges as well. Not with the same force as those double doors. It looks... Actually, you can see a battering ram here as well. There's a battering ram lying on the side. More dwarven corpses here as well. Both defenders and attackers. It looks like this door has been broken open and then the attackers moved in.
Hmm. Okay. And let's be a bit more on the quiet side, shall we?
Yes.
Yes.
Good idea.
All right, you are both shockingly quiet. As you move your way into barracks, sets of barracks, there are two levels. Mm-hmm. The top level is kind of like a catwalk, a lattice structure of metal, and you can see beds are up there as well. It's a two-level barracks. There is, on either side of you, living quarters, extra space, like common rooms, stuff like that. It looks like guards or soldiers lived here. You can see that there is the evidence of a rolling fight going throughout here as attackers and defenders clashed with each other. The defenders obviously losing and the attackers continuously pushing forwards. Mm. A lot of the furniture here has been knocked about or disabled either to make makeshift barricades or it was just probably knocked aside during the fighting.
Mm.
You also are almost immediately glad that you have been stealthy because you see staggering among the bodies here, you see several of the corpses, several of the defenders are still shuffling through, quite obviously aimlessly. If any of them, they don't notice you, at least not yet. You're like maybe peering through a doorway or something. If any one of them turns to you, you see just skeletal dwarf beneath the armor.
Ah, right. Yes.
Let's just be quiet.
There are...
If they don't notice us, then surely we just leave them be.
There's 11 of them in total in this barracks. Then there's a door that goes onwards. That door would also be broken open, and you'd see another battering ram here. Like, the defenders gave it a good fucking go.
Mm.
There's another door that has also been broken open with a battering ram, and you see beyond it there is another barracks.
Right. What do we know about... Are zombies like a natural occurring thing that just happens to the dead?
There are many ways that the dead could become restless.
Mm.
There are necromancers, arcane necromancers, who basically imbue a corpse with foul magics that cause it to become like a automaton, basically. The automaton is often fueled with a hatred for life or living creatures.
Mm-hmm.
There is religious ways, so there are some gods who do similar things, and they will often also... Necromantic magic is kind of inherently evil, at least a little bit. It doesn't necessarily mean that every undead creature you're going to meet is evil.
Mm-hmm.
There are, like, if a person was really powerfully good or for some magical reason they maintain their personality, they could still be of a good alignment. But as a general rule of thumb, undead are typically, and necromantic magic is typically evil.
Right.
Divine magic and arcane magic are the two major ways of doing it, but magic's like gravity. Mm. It's a force that just exists in the world, and sometimes there are hiccups that cause corpses to continue walking about.
Mm.
When it comes to that, it's kind of anyone's game.
Yeah, well, this is probably not for us, at least not the two of us.
No.
We'll creep out.
Go back
the way we came.
Go back the way you came.
So now they're in the market hall again. I guess we should poke our heads.
I would say as well that barracks has like a foul energy to it. whatever magic is happening here, it stinks of evil.
So, rancid vibes.
So the opposite from that sweet kneeling dwarf we met prior. Okay.
Mm. Yeah, what's the dwarf doing?
Meanwhile.
Maybe we duck back and check on our friends.
Yes, we'll duck back. And
I don't think anything in there was going to help us.
I don't think so either. No.
I mean, they were back, but not in the way we wanted.
Yes. Yes. Right. Yeah, we'll go and see how our friends are going.
You return. You see that they're both slowly making the going round, continuing to say the prayer. Doesn't look like anything else has changed.
Okay. I'm going to go quick, have a whole another bath. Just refresh and come back. Right. There's nothing else in that room that we've exhausted all the
options. Which room, sorry?
The
chapel?
The resurrection chapel room.
Yeah, you feel like you've looked everywhere. Okay. If there's some secret here, it's beyond your ability to discover it.
Okay, well, love is blind. Sorry to interrupt. In the marketplace, we came across a carrion crawler.
Yes. He's gone a bit hoarse.
Ah, right. So we came across a carrion crawler. It was...
Also, he aged a million years.
Oh, okay. So I guess that's a different kind of spell, huh?
Huh.
Yeah. Came across a carrion crawler.
Tried to eat us.
It was guarding some rust monster eggs.
Love is blind looks like, gives you like a what expression.
It wasn't guarding. I guess it was waiting there for the rust monster to come back. We didn't actually see that.
Oh, in the way, we sort of... We should have killed him after he ate the Ross Monster.
Where did you say this was?
In the market.
Market hall.
Yes. So there were some eggs there. It was on top of them. I guess maybe waiting for the...
What did the Ross Monster... Was there food for the Ross Monster in that building?
No.
I think back. Was
it? It was a blacksmithy, yeah.
Oh, it was a
blacksmithy. I thought they were all eaten. They're not all eaten?
Oh, it just was a blacksmithy, so there would have been food there.
Okay, cool.
A blacksmith.
As in, like, the food might have all been consumed, but at one point there was food for a rust monster there.
It was a blacksmith, so I assume.
Did you check to see if the armor was there?
I did not know.
Oh. Well, look, hey, you had other things on your mind. That's fair.
We're
going through some shit.
Yeah.
Going here?
Yeah. There was also zombies.
Oh, don't go with the zombies.
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
Yeah, so that's in
like in the market?
Well, off the market. So there's the market, then like next to the entrance that we came through.
You know the door with no label on it?
So yeah.
We could put a label on it that says zombies.
Okay.
Yes.
So is that the zombie room?
Well,
okay.
Is that the zombie room?
Well, it's where they keep all the zombies.
Shut up.
If I could write, I'd fix it so everyone knows.
Yes.
If I could write, I'd write a pen for you.
It's a song.
There's zombies in that. I counted 11. A lot of bad vibes from there. I don't know if there's anything there that we would want to, I guess, if we're feeling healthier, to look into, but there's quite a lot.
Something we could look at, yes. Magical items might be kept there as well.
Potentially even the ones that are keeping them alive, shall we say.
Yeah.
And in the other room, there's three chests, all with the key. We could perhaps.
It might be worth to open them as well. Yes.
Are you? I might go and investigate that. See if I can unlock. I know my way around a lock. I'll go do that. And then I think maybe it's been an exhausting few hours, day. Really, we should probably think about calling it a night.
Yes.
Maybe if we have a little sleep, we'll all feel. A bit better. Let's shut these doors. Oh, maybe we sleep in the king room.
I think maybe we go to the
have
king.
A sleep in the king
I think
room?
It's a bit...
We've been good. He'll protect us.
He seems quite protective there. There seems to be some kind of spell, which is not emanating from the armor, the hammer, or the crown, weirdly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just comes from him?
Yes, I described what I found earlier. So,
Maybe he is magic. Maybe he casts spells.
I think so.
Yes. I'll go in.
Powerful magic to last this long.
Yes.
Not just after death, but in general. To last this long is powerful magic.
Yeah. I'll go investigate those chests, and then we'll have a Maybe we'll have a bit of a quick chat near the king. I kind of glance over at Yeola.
Yeah, how's she doing?
She's just going round and round and round.
I think I might stay here for a little while longer.
Yeah, I might want to. Well, I'll go investigate when you're ready to have a bit of a. I might want to bounce a couple of ideas off you.
All right.
I don't know how we'll. I'll go investigate the chest first.
Yeah, is there anything left in this, in this altar that we haven't explored? Like anything we've missed? I look for things that we haven't looked at yet.
You don't think you've missed anything?
Or
if there is something you've missed, you don't think you're going to find it.
Where are the other chapels, like the war room or the...
Yeah, can I just sort of give a once over to the ones we have looked at?
There's King Gimbar,
yep.
The first recorded dwarven king.
Yep, I'll give him a panda. Because we only looked at him once.
There's, like I said, the altar with the stone crown upon it. It's a very simple room. It's given the most prominence in that it's kind of like central and it's definitely the largest, but there's nothing here. There's King Anoth, who was the war king, the one where you got the magical halberd.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You give this place a search. Maybe you check like inside the forge as well to see if there's anything there. Like I said before, the forge looks like it's still ready to go. It looks like you just needed to light a fire and it would start. Mm. But aside from that, nothing here. There's Queen Gorgadorn, who is the one where... feel like if there was something to notice, Global would have noticed in the many times spent there.
Yeah, all those daydreaming whilst having a sweet bath.
And then Queen Agard, which is where he is now, looking to pick some locks.
And we've given Ficklim a good...
Ficklim, you've been there for long enough. Yep. I mean, like, you could start just tearing books off the shelves. You've not picked up every single book, but you're just very confident that all of these are going to be legal books.
What about if I go back to the king's room and just really suss out the room, not just the king?
You searched top to bottom. You could not find a thing.
Like the fancy king?
King Gimbar?
No, the fanciest one in the special room. Kneeling king?
Oh, the king that's not the god.
No.
Yeah, you could go back there and you want to just really search the room?
Yeah.
It'll take you a while. It's a big room.
Well, I'm picking locks and that's all.
Yeah, I mean, what else am I doing?
All right.
You know, sleep when I'm dead.
You attempt to pick a lock.
Has Gluppel clearly set off a trap? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Hey, I'm George Dimerlis, and I'm here to talk about Bookish, my book-themed interview podcast where I get a different guest on every week to talk about their favorite book and what that says about them. It's kind of half about the book and a lot about the guest because I'm trying to figure out why that thing you love is that thing you love. So if you've ever wondered, I like this thing, I wonder what that reflects about me. This show is basically me trying to figure that out every week with a new guest. It's kind of half book podcast and half psychoanalysis session from someone taking some wild shots in the dark. But it's a lot of fun and I think kind of informative. And there's books.